WIRX.
Well, good morning. How the hell are you? Good to see you, Brock with Hunter.
Morning.
7:44.
How you doing, Bob?
Today, we got some fog to start. Cloudy throughout the day. Rain, snow.
Typical December weather.
That's right. It's December, man. We're getting just hit with it. High of 38 today. Tonight, cloudy. Colder, low of 24. Right now, it is 29. Getting colder. All right. Hangovers. We've all had them. They suck.
Got one right now?
I'm a little slushy brained right now today, too. So today, I wanted to talk about your go-to hangover cure. Mm-hmm. That one thing that you can always count on to make you feel better. And we actually posted on the Rock 107 Facebook page. And let's go over a couple, and then we'll give ours, and then we'll get some. And if you guys, make sure you give us a call, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Let us know what your go-to hangover cure is. Let's see. Kiki commented. She said a Bloody Mary and a ride on a motorcycle in frigid air.
Bloody Mary.
See, Bloody Marys, people love Bloody Marys.
So bad.
I can't do Bloody Marys.
It's terrible.
If I need like a breakfast booze drink, I always do screwdrivers. Orange juice, vodka.
There you go.
That'll fix me like that.
Right. But tastes good.
That's not my go-to, though. Let's see. Alex first said you drink more. That's how you can never go wrong with that.
Always crack another one open, man.
Kayla said a double cheeseburger and a large Sprite.
Sounds pretty good right about now.
Greasy.
Mm-hmm.
That is the key. We'll get into that. Lindsay said vitamin water. That's pretty good. You need electrolytes. That helps. Josh Whitley said throw up and go get breakfast. Just pull the trigger and then go get some grub. Benny, what kind of little weak answer is this? He said not drinking the night before.
Well, that's because he's not 21. He doesn't get it. He doesn't understand.
Yeah, he doesn't understand. Let's see. I've seen two people commented and said pickle juice.
I don't know if I can. I think it would make me more sick.
Yeah. I don't think I could stomach having pickle juice, you know, either the night before or the morning after.
On top of having a weak stomach, you know?
Yeah, exactly. What is your go-to hangover?
Mine is you're going to call me a hippie. Coconut water.
Coconut water, Jesus.
Yeah. It's great. It's fantastic, and it works, man.
You hipster. Is that organic coconut water?
I don't know. It's the stuff you get at the gas station. Yeah.
Do you wear your horn-rimmed glasses that aren't actually prescription and drink your coconut?
Yes.
That's coconut water's good, electrolytes, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Mine, and this is, seriously, I live and die by this. What you need to do the night before, get sodium in you. Mm-hmm. Taco Bell is great for it. Pound down a bunch of just salt-filled meat, get sodium in your body, and then the next morning, you got to get something greasy. Mm-hmm. I guarantee that sodium in you helps keep the water in you, what little is left, and then something greasy.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I swear to God,
it works
every time.
There's something to people wanting to go to Taco Bell so much.
Oh, dude.
At the end of the night.
Never been a day the next day where I've shoveled $20 worth of Taco Bell into my gullet. I feel great.
And Taco Bell knows it, too.
Yeah, they do. That's why they do it.
We're staying open until 3 a.m. just for you.
That's right. I'll take 3 soft tacos with extra salt, please. All right, let us know what yours is. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Let's see if we can help each other out when it comes to drinking and being hungover.
Please help.